is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with Kevin O'Connor, the host of the popular PBS series This Old House, which is marking its 35th anniversary this year. But first, new police radars can see inside your home. Some police departments are now using special radars that let them see inside buildings. The radar works by using radio waves to zero in on movements as slight as human breathing from a distance of more than 50 feet. They can detect whether anyone is inside of a house, where they are, and whether they are moving. About 50 agencies in the U.S. are using the radar, including the FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service. But the radars raise privacy concerns, and there are questions if officers need a search warrant before using this special radar. A Georgia man was given a ticket for eating while driving. The man had just left a McDonald's drive-thru. A cop followed the man for 2 miles before pulling him over. He gave the driver a ticket with the citation, eating while driving. Georgia law doesn't allow drivers to take part in something that distracts them from the road. A man caught his wife cheating on him and posted about it on Reddit. The man caught his wife of 8 years cheating when he went to answer a text on her cell phone. He then went to Reddit to get advice from users on options for what to do next. He decided to hire a private investigator, and throughout the weekend, he continued to update the thread, complete with news on the live stream that the private investigator had set up a hotel stakeout. A woman in England faked her own death to get out of dating a man she met online. The 29-year-old woman said after the third date with the man, she knew he wasn't the one for her. She let him down gently, but he didn't get it and kept messaging her. So she decided to fake her own death to get rid of him. But he caught her on the dating website again a couple of months later and sent her a horrible message. Let's talk to host Kevin O'Connor of the PBS series This Old House, which is now celebrating 35 years on TV. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
This Old House, hard to believe, but it's turning 35. How many years have you been involved, Kevin?
So I am in season 12 or 13. I'm not exactly sure, but that makes me the new guy by a good 20-plus years because that first episode was back in 1979. And the other guys have essentially been at it from that very first season. I'm always a new guy. They won't go away.
Yeah. How can you gain seniority when nobody leaves?
Exactly. Well, thank goodness they haven't left. You know, Norm Abram, Richard Cithui with us in that very first season back in 79. Tom Silver, our general contractor, and Roger Cook, our landscape contractor, joined soon thereafter. Same team of guys, same group of experts that have been doing it and sharing their knowledge and their wisdom for the past 3.5 decades. It's a treat for me to be the new guy, even after 12 or 13 years.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask, the obvious question to me is, do you guys really get along as well as it appears on the show, or do you all hate each other?
You know, to be very honest with you, here's a little confession. We really do love each other. We like to pick on each other. It's a little band of brothers. They've obviously been at it longer than I, but you know, I was thankful and grateful that they put their arm around me and embraced me as a new guy. Our families are tight. You know, one of the guys' kids is getting married in a month or two. We'll be down there as a group going to that thing. We've done that in the past. We all live close to each other. Our wives and our kids know each other. It's a good little group, and we really are fortunate that the fun you see us having on TV is genuine fun that we're having day in and day out as we make this show.
Well, it looks so easy to do, and I know from, you know, people telling me that radio seems so simple. I know it's not simple what you do. Can you give us an idea in a typical show how many times you do the run-through where you're talking to somebody, the homeowner or a contractor? Do you guys generally do it on the first take, or does it take a lot of editing?
Well, sometimes we actually do it on the first take, believe it or not. You know, we're fortunate, not always, though. We're fortunate that it's not a heavily scripted show. I mean, as you know by watching it, it's often me side by side with Tom or Richard asking them questions, or maybe there's a new contractor or a specialist out there that I've got to ask questions of. Sometimes Tom and Norm are, you know, working on a project together. We're fortunate that, you know, being unscripted, we're trying to capture real conversations, you know, real information from these guys who are actually doing the work. I will say, we only use one camera. We like to keep it nice and loose, so we got to stop from time to time and move it around. And, you know, Tom Silver goes and cuts a piece of wood. We want to kind of get that angle once or twice because, heaven forbid, we would miss the cutting of wood. My guess is, two or three takes, we pretty much got it every time.
That's terrific. Well, that's a credit to you guys that you're that quick on your feet, and obviously you've done it a while now. We're talking with Kevin O'Connor, the host of This Old House. Now, I'm going to confess that I watch your show every week and ask This Old House that follows it, and my wife ridicules me because she says, you never do anything around the house. Why are you watching these guys? Do you get that from other people, that watch the show and yet they don't really have handyman or do-it-yourself skills?
We do all the time. We have a special hotline for your wives. You know, they can call us and we can talk them through it and explain to them why you do it. And we'll provide support for you as well.
I appreciate that.
Yep, absolutely. We get a lot of people who watch and don't do, and that's good too. And what we find is people love the transformation. You know, they love seeing these old homes turned into these beautiful new contemporary buildings, comfortable and up to date. And I also think they love to see people working with their hands. I know I do. Like, I sit there next to Tom when he's doing something with his hands and he's building something from scratch. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, that's the coolest thing. Even after all this time of being next to him, there's a thrill to watch a real craftsman, you know, a real genuine craftsman work with their hands and create something from nothing. And I think a lot of that, you know, comes through on the television, and there are a lot of folks in your situation who watch but may not practice after they've seen what we do.
Well, she says, you know, we have an old house. Why don't you get them to come here? I said, Mary Ellen, it doesn't work like that. You know, there's a whole process. They basically do a lot of the stuff in New England. We're in New York. It's not going to work out.
Well, we do travel all across the country. We have done This Old House projects. I've done them personally in California, Louisiana, Texas. We were in Brooklyn, New York. So we do travel on Ask This Old House, the smaller projects. This season alone, we've been to places like West Virginia, Maine, Ohio, California, Nevada, Florida. The list goes on. I think we've been to 43 states. So, you know, maybe Mary Ellen's on to something. Maybe she should get her hopes up. The best way to find out is to submit that question. Submit it to thisoldhouse.com. That's how we get all of our homeowners. People write us. We answer emails and letters, and sometimes we show up.
I think the main thing that has changed over the years in watching it from the days of Bob Vila up to today is the technology and the things that can save energy and all the new products that have come out, right?
Well, you hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, the advancements that we have made in energy efficiency, from simple things like our refrigerators, without even knowing it, the refrigerator you buy today is significantly more efficient than the refrigerator you could buy 20 years ago. You didn't have to do anything. The government took care of that for you. But in terms of heating and cooling equipment, our ability to extract heat out of fuels, we can extract huge percentages, like 95-96%, with the most modern boilers out there. Air conditioning systems have become more efficient. The ductwork that we pump the cold air through, we can now seal it. We should seal it, but now we can seal it from the inside in a retrofit situation. So there's a lot of technology and a lot of advancement. But people say, well, how can you guys be renovating old houses for 35 years? Well, the answer is we keep introducing these new technologies, these new products, and showing people the latest and greatest stuff, and it's being put in by some of the, you know, the greatest craftsmen in their old world skills. Sort of bringing those two things together makes for a very time-tested show.
And this year you're having an anniversary series, right? And you have some winter tips for people?
35 years, we're happy to celebrate. We're doing a great house in Lexington, Massachusetts. That's on air right now. And in terms of winter tips, the two of them always on my list. And really, it's never too late to do these. Save yourself some money, make your houses more comfortable by checking your insulation. If you don't have any, add some. Most people have it already, but you can always add more. Go up to the attic. That's the easiest place to add insulation. You really can't have too much of it. It's a good return on your investment. It'll lower your utility bills instantly. It'll make the house more comfortable. And then the second thing is seal up the house. Go around the windows and doors, seal the gaps, the cracks, stop that wind from moving. Go down into the basement where the wood frame of the house meets the stone block or the stone foundation. That's the rim joist. Seal that up. Go back up to the attic, seal it. You could do a lot of things. You can put in a lot of those high-efficiency boilers that we were just talking about. But if you don't start with insulation and air sealing, you're wasting your money. Start there. Do those things first.
See, and this is why I watch This Old House every week, so I can direct my wife to do all these things.
That's exactly right. Make sure she calls our hotline. We'll give her all the support she needs.
Kevin O'Connor, thanks for a couple of minutes. You know, I appreciate people in the media especially who have a passion for what they do and do it well. And that is so obvious in you. And it's just a great show. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for the kind words. We'll come back anytime you want.
Kevin O'Connor from This Old House. Happy 35th.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
With Kevin O'Connor of PBS's This Old House, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can a perfectionist be more productive?
First, strive for excellence, not perfection. Remind yourself that stellar is good enough.
Second, know when to stop. Set a firm deadline for everything you want to accomplish, then live with it.
Third, make a decision. Remind yourself that you can adapt as new information hits your radar.
Underlying this whole discussion is the law of diminishing returns. You reach a point where it's just not worth your time to do anymore.
How do you know when you've reached that point? Ask yourself, what material difference will it make if you press on?
If it's material, press on. If not, move on. It's a key to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Cholesterol drugs called statins may be doing harm combined with good. In the first 30 days of taking statins, the liver reduces its making of heart-nourishing CoQ10 by half, and then even more as time goes on. Statins also turn on the antigen 1 gene that causes muscle atrophy. Since the heart is a muscle, some believe it doesn't make sense to create this problem for someone. As all our steroid hormones are made from cholesterol, lowering it only means that at some point we may need to take hormones for sex and stamina. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.